It's a little umbrella shaped sort of thing. It grows up after it rains.
In the woods.
Maybe it's be about this big around it.
Yeah. It's white. You know what I'm talking about. What you're talking about. But I don't know what's the name of it. Do you know?
Do you ever hear mush?
Mush. Mushrooms? Huh? It's like, the name of it is like a mushroom, huh?
Uh-huh.
I've heard of, I've seen it, but I didn't know the name of it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a toadstool or frog bench or anything like that? Something like a mushroom? What different kinds of melons do people have around here?
What type of watermelon?
Uh-huh.
They has the Dixie Queen and the...
What does that look like?
Dixie Queen, it's the background of it is white and with a little blue stripe.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
Blue stripe?
Mm-hmm. And the blue one, what's the name of it? The white ones, they have the white ones too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's... The Dixie Queen, but the white ones, they has a name for it. We raised three kinds. The blue ones, the white ones, and the one with the little stripe. I don't know the name of them, Dixie Queen.
What other kinds of melons besides watermelons?
Mushmelon.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the melons that you preserve.
What does the mushmelons look like?
Mushmelon is...
Kinda,
it's yellow. It has some that's kind of green.
Is it long or round?
Some of them is long, some of them is round.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a cantaloupe?
Yeah, cantaloupe too.
Is that the same thing?
Well, a cantaloupe is not the same as mushmelon. It tastes alike, but it's not the same as a mushmelon.
How can you tell the difference?
Well, the cantaloupe to me is sweeter than the mushmelon.
Does it look the same on the outside?
No, the cantaloupe, the skin is a little whiter than the mushmelon. The mushmelon is more yellow.
But it's about the same
it's
size?
It's about the same. Well, the mushmelon, some of them is long. You get some round ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's different type, different meat, I mean.
Is the cantaloupe round?
Cantaloupe is all the time round, and it's sweeter than the ordinary mushmelon.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out earlier than the mushmelon, too.
Something that people smoke, that'd be...
A pipe? Cigarette?
Or something long.
Cigar?
And someone asks you about, you know, whether you were able to do something or not, you say, sure I... What, do it? Sure
I can do it.
And say if there was a really bad accident up the road, you say, well, there wasn't any need to call the doctor, though, because by the time we got there, the person was...
Dead.
Was what dead? Was... You say he was done dead or already dead?
The person had been died. Or the person was dead.
Okay.
The person was dead.
And you might tell a child, now, you're not doing what you...
Supposed to do.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you...
Not supposed to do.
Okay. And say, if you're growing some corn, and the corn looks a little short this year, you'd say, well, this corn isn't as tall as it...
Was last year.
Or it's not as tall as it what to be.
Used to be.
Okay. Or meaning it should be. You'd
mm-hmm.
say it's not as tall as it...
Should be.
Okay. What about it ought?
And what?
Using another word besides should.
Oh.
You say it's not as tall as it
ought to be.
Okay. And say if a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
wasn't supposed to do.
Okay. Or using the word ought, you say, I bet he did something he
wasn't supposed to do.
Or using the word ought.
Oh.
He did something he
shouldn't have done.
Uh-huh.
Or he...
You say ought not to have done or oughtn't to have done or
you shouldn't. I don't use it that way.